This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Hundreds of protesters marched to the heavily guarded U.S. Embassy in Indonesia's capital on Tuesday to demand an end to Israeli airstrikes in the Gaza Strip. Waving Indonesian and Palestinian flags and signs that read Free Palestine, demonstrators gathered along a major street in Jakarta that runs outside the embassy. Indonesia, the world's most populous Muslim-majority nation, does not have formal diplomatic relations with Israel, and there is no Israeli embassy in the country. In Iran, meanwhile, dozens of Iranians, including women and children, rallied in Tehran on Tuesday to demonstrate their support for Palestinians as Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers continued to trade attacks. Protesters gathered in Tehran's Palestine Square, waving the flags of Palestine, Iran, and Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group. Israel has carried out a wave of airstrikes on what it said were militant targets in the Gaza Strip, leveling a six-story building in downtown Gaza City. Palestinian militants fired dozens of rockets into Israel from the militant Hamas-ruled territory early on Tuesday. The Associated Press's news director for Israel, Joe Fetterman, says this goes way beyond protests and a simple skirmish. In fact, this is war.
We're talking about a lengthy conflict. We're now over a week into the fighting. It's very heavy fighting. In some ways, it's the heaviest fighting we've ever seen between these enemies. We also see a change in the type of weapons that have been used and the types of targets. Israel is not only striking military bases and weapons and so forth. It started to go after Hamas leaders, political leaders, military leaders, assassinations.